Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. If you are watching the podcast episode today, you might notice we're in a different location.
This is the first week we have been unable to get Vegas to settle down and calm down like we were trying to do. And so this is like the latest we've recorded our podcast. Maybe not ever, because like we've been doing this a while.
Latest, like time-wise. We could have technically recorded tomorrow.
But I didn't want to, because we'd already be like, this was our day. It's Tuesday as we're recording this. And I was like, today we're podcasting, because tomorrow I don't want to have to do it. And we already like spent time trying to like get Vegas to calm down. Like, I've dedicated too much time to the cause today to push it off tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we've decided to just bring it upstairs. Vegas is like sleeping for the night now, so like he's tired. He didn't want to settle down earlier, so
he usually can settle for at least one nap between when we get home and his actual bedtime.
Not today. So we decided, you know, we're reframing it as this is our New Year's
last episode of 2023.
Like sleepover vibes. And honestly, like, I'm sure you guys don't care, but we do have a whole set, so we'd like to try and use it if we can. But this will work fine, and it's not that big of a deal.
I know, we need to let go of our perfectionism of saying, like, oh, but we, like, have a whole set, and, like, it's not going to match. Mm-hmm. Literally no one cares, except for us.
And it would just, like, we really want to figure out, like, a way to have, like, a be more confident that, like, we're going to be able to get the podcast done when we want to get it done. Obviously, like, we just have, like, the holidays and Christmas
I know,
and stuff,
it's usually so, like, not that impossible, but with Christmas,
like, we
Eve
just
and Christmas.
Not to do it over the weekend.
Yeah.
All that being said, this week's episode is going to be us talking about, like, what we're manifesting for 2024. So I've got a few notes.
I definitely would have said 2023. I'm like the, I am the person that, like, says the wrong year for, like, the first month.
So I have a few notes written down. We'll just kind of see where the episode takes us.
We typically, I feel like, have done, like, a recap of goals and stuff, but at the start of this year, we didn't make, like, a solidified list, and so we're just prepping.
I don't even know, like, I wonder if I even have, I'm sure if I have a note from the beginning of the year, it's still on my phone.
I actually
but,
have
like,
no
what
idea
even
I...
was the list that I made. Actually, you know what it was? I know what it was. It was monthly approach by theme. So if we have time at the end, I could dive back in and see my thoughts.
Yeah, I technically did have stuff up to, I had random stuff written down. We could jump into that at the end, see what we did or did not do.
First, we can do like a weekly spotlight recap, recent stuff. We had, you know, some Christmas stuff. We could talk about like present highlights if you want to help, or if you want to be consumeristic with us and materialistic for a second. And then we'll do our reading updates, things like that.
Okay. What is your weekly spotlight? Not anything related to the holidays. Oh, if you can think of something, I can start.
Okay.
I redid my bathroom and it's honestly changed my life. We did a whole Megan and Sierra YouTube video about that. And honestly, like, it was a last minute video idea. I had been planning to update my bathroom for a little bit. And then we were like, what is our video idea for this week? And then I don't know if it was you or me that was like, well, we can just record the bathroom update. And I think I think people liked it. I like watching that kind of like transformation decluttering type of video. And I just really I feel like I really elevated the space. I made it a lot more like I know everything's at, and I feel good about it. I can like end my night in my bathroom and like kind of clean it all up, do like a once over, and everything is in its place, and I don't feel gross. And it smells good. You should honestly get an air freshener for your bathroom.
I have an air freshener in my bathroom.
Oh.
It's just, like, it's not always strong. Filled. I just replaced it again.
That's game-changing.
Let's see. A non-holiday-related Christmas, or a non-holiday-related weekly spotlight. Tricky.
tricky.
What did I do all day on Saturday when you know what? I've caught up on some naps over this weekend.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm, like, concerned at how many naps I took.
And it was kind of nice to
I think
just,
I
like,
spent
give into the naps.
Half of my, like, family get-together time napping. I was like, what is wrong with me?
So I'll do that just to catch up on some rest and, yeah.
Okay. So our holiday stuff that we did. So I actually worked a Saturday shift at my PRN job on the 23rd, so before Christmas Eve. But then I was like, you know what? It's fine because I still get my two-day weekend. Typically, when I work, like, a weekend shift, then I just get one-day weekends. But with the holidays and stuff, I am shifting my schedule. And so I was like, okay, I worked, and I get 2 days off.
There you go.
So, Christmas Eve, So we have like quite a few things we have to get to for the holidays.
Luckily for us, like all of our family that we go visit, like
is in
Christmas
Des Moines.
Eve and Christmas, they're all in Des Moines. So we don't have to do like a bunch of traveling to get places.
Mm-hmm. And our dad has historically always done Christmas Eve, and then our mom has done Christmas, and then like our grandma, we always go to her house
also on Christmas.
So Christmas Eve, we had lunch at our dad's
house. Well, you know what's funny? The day before, because we weren't really doing anything Saturday night, and our dad also was not doing anything Saturday night.
That was Christmas Eve.
No. Sunday was Christmas Eve.
Oh. What are we doing Saturday night? Oh, okay. I remember.
So we went and saw the Eras Tour movie in theaters, but I obviously you can rent it now, and I kind of was like, I kind of want to watch it again. So if you watch our vlogs, if you know our dad, like I know a lot of you guys, if you do know of him, like he's a very wholesome guy and he's very thoughtful. Like he's not really like your man's man.
He's a girl dad for sure.
He's a girl dad for sure. And so like that's definition of a girl dad is him. And so I knew I wanted to watch it and rent it, and he wanted just quality time with us. It was what he wanted. And so I suggested we watch the Eras Tour. I was more like, would you mind if we watched and rented the Eras Tour? And I knew he wasn't going to have an issue with that, because like if we were together and wanted to do that, like he would just be like, okay, whatever.
And he's like into music. He's not like, mm-hmm. He knows Taylor Swift songs.
And so I knew going into this, I was like, is this going to be like his favorite thing he's ever seen in his life? Like I wasn't expecting that, but I knew he was going to actively enjoy it and be like, that was good, or like that was better than I thought it was going to be, just because like that's the kind of, I just knew that would be his reaction.
And he's also not one of those people, particularly guys, who's like, oh, like anything Taylor Swift related, like yeah. I can't stand it for no reason.
Like he's a generally like, supportive kind of person.
Has songs that he likes of hers.
And so we are watching, you know, it's going through like this whole like 2.5-3 hour freaking movie. And it's funny because like guys always like to report on like the stamina of like the physical performance of like what it takes to do the show. Yeah. Which is, it's really impressive. So, like, obviously that's something to compliment her on. But, like, first of all, like, that's, he kept just being like, I can't believe, like, she's doing X, Y, Z. Or, like, she's still going. Or, like, she has to be exhausted. And then also, like, every once in a while there'd be, like, different songs he'd never heard of before where he'd be like, oh, I like that one. And it was funny to me because I saw a TikTok where it was talking, I've seen different, like, TikToks of people, like, recording reactions of significant others or parents or whatever watching the Eras Tour, and people in the comments were saying like not related to like the Eras Tour because Maroon is not on the set list, but like if you're not into Taylor Swift, a lot of times if you hear Maroon, this is what the TikTok was saying, then like people are like, oh my god, like this is a good song, and then it's like, this is a Taylor Swift song. And everyone in the comments was like, it's always Maroon, it's always Maroon. And then people in the comments were also like, it's Maroon and Tolerate It. And so like I had that just like
tucked away.
And so we're watching the concert. He knows most of Taylor Swift's songs because she's playing a lot of the popular ones. But then it, like, plays Tolerate It. And, like, he's made comments here and there. But, like, he hasn't made that many comments of, like, 40
oh, this
songs.
Song.
Like, I like this one. But that one came on and he said something, like, without being prompted, like, this is a good song. And I was just like, what are the odds? It's one of, like, the two songs that I remember being in the comments where people, like, who don't listen to her music that much, like, they grab onto those songs. So I thought that was funny. All that being said, he enjoyed the concert. He was like, I like that more than I thought I would. And I knew
he
that
said,
would be the case.
He's like, I have more respect for her now than mm-hmm. I did before.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally the concert. If you like any of Taylor Swift's songs, like, you can just
Megan
jam
and
out.
I mean, what is your, like, I would say for sure my favorite song is the 10-minute version of All Too Well. Like, that song is on. I am sad.
That one has to be up there because, like, I also really do like that one. I feel like it keeps going in waves. Like every, like, I feel like I am rediscovering like just her.
You're like
whole
a new Swiftie
discography. And so like I'm going and like listening to Folklore and a little bit of Evermore when I never really listened to it before. So right now, like, I feel like it just is like, it's changing. That might be like the top one. Cause like it's a 10-minute version.
Or also
but
like
right
when
now,
during like the Eras Tour movie and we're like watching it and she's like, time out, you know, she's building up to like the 10-minute version All Too Well, she's like, so if you guys like have 10 minutes or whatever, and our dad's like, she's gonna sing the whole 10-minute song right now, A, as if she hasn't been singing for like,
yeah,
you know, 2 hours already, and B, I was like, he's like, she has a 10-minute song, and I was like, we've literally played this in the car for you,
like we have shared lore with him that he never remembers, but like we have. Anyways, so I feel like right now my like top songs kind of are in no particular order. Betty, All the Girls You Loved Before, You're Losing Me, and I was going to say one more, but maybe that's, those are maybe like the top ones. Okay. Where were we? Okay.
Holidays. On to Christmas Eve.
On to Christmas.
Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve was at our dad's house. He hosted lunch for us, and then it was us, Haley and Ashton, Henry.
You know what? Like, and then our dad's girlfriend. I could so do without Thanksgiving and Christmas meals. I really could.
Okay. Like, and you can implement
puts
that.
So much effort into those meals, and like, I just don't like them that much.
So our daddy did a great job hosting dinner.
That was what I was thinking as I was eating. Really? Dad's lunch. I just like, I always feel like I think that as I'm eating those meals, I'm like, all I'm eating right now is mashed potatoes.
Anyway, unfortunately, Haley felt like really sick for whatever reason.
And not well.
During Christmas Eve lunch. So her and Ashton and Henry left relatively early. I passed out and took a fat nap. After that,
I took a less fat nap.
Woke up like an hour later and I was like, where am I? And by the time I woke up, my dad's girlfriend had left too. So it was just like us three. And our dad had already preemptively said, like, hey, I have nothing going on Christmas Eve night. And we didn't have anything going on Christmas Eve night. So our plan was to spend Christmas Eve night together. We didn't know what we were going to do. We are not traditionally like a Christmas Eve or Christmas movie family. We're more so, like, Meg and I specifically, if there is a movie that we want to see and, like, we're not doing anything.
Did you say movie in that?
I think I did.
I thought you said we are not a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I was waiting for a movie, but I swear I never heard it. So, anyways.
I swear I said movie. Okay. If I didn't, then I... Surprise, we're talking about movies. I do know it's a big thing for some families to, like, make it a tradition of going to a movie. It's just, like, it's not traditionally our thing, but, like, we will, you know, if we're interested. And so, everything else is closed. We didn't have anything else going on.
And there's quite a few new movies that
have come out. We asked our dad if he wanted to go see a movie. He was down. And so I sent him two options, The Iron Claw and then Boys in the Boat. Is that what it's called? I still might see Boys in the Boat, but we had decided to go see Iron Claw, honestly, because that worked better with our dad's schedule because it had a later screening time.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you guys have seen the trailers and stuff for it.
I was leaning towards wanting to see. I just felt like it had like a little bit more going on. And, like, the plot, whereas, like, I feel like The Boys in the Boat's going to be, like, pretty...
Like, you see the trailer, and you're like, I have seen the movie.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. Like, I feel like I'm still thinking about it.
Well, good.
It's probably not, like, it's not my new Elvis, but it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
If you know about, like, the Von Erich family, like, you basically know the movie, but, like,
I didn't know anything. I didn't know
who it was. I saw that it was inspired from a true story, and so, like... I knew that going into it, but like having no background or prior knowledge really related to wrestling or professional wrestling or the family specifically, I was just like, this movie's insane.
Yeah.
Sad, so I would highly recommend it. Good. The acting was good. I thought it was produced well, directed well. I always am a fan of Zac Efron, so he is built in that movie.
Yeah. Like ripped. Like,
unreal.
Our dad even, like, I don't remember what his comment was, but, like, he had made a comment, because it's, like, right in the opening of the movie, basically, that, like, you can see how ripped he is, or, like, how ripped he got for the movie, and our dad, like had made a comment, natural. Like, under his breath, of, like,
there's no way it crap. Is. So, watch that. It was really good.
I didn't actually cry, but, like, I was getting a little teary-eyed at the end. I was I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
But, like, then it's, like, uplifting. So
it is.
I would highly recommend it if you haven't seen it.
And then on Christmas Day, we went to our mom's. Well, first, honestly, I woke up Christmas Day, and I was, like, my room, like, I started getting, like, a little bit of, like, gifts here and there. I hadn't, like, really done my cleaning that I usually do during the weekend, like, downstairs or in my room or in my bathroom. So I was, like, first thing I'm doing, because I know we're going to be out and about most of Christmas Day, I was, like, I'm cleaning what I need to clean, and I'm starting laundry because that needs to get done. So first, we did, like, some Christmas morning cleaning. Then we went to our mom's.
I was already up because Vegas gets me up at 6.
Then we went to our mom's, and we did, like, brunch and presents at her house. One thing about our mom
our
is,
mom
like,
is too good to over... me.
Well, yes. But she overdoes the breakfast because I was, like, we showed up, and I was, like, there are, like, 30 bagels here for, like, six people. I ate what I could, but I am not.
Which was like one breakfast sandwich.
It was half I had a two muffin sandwich, tops and a breakfast croissant, sandwich. And like a sliver of a muffin because I was trying to eat more.
You're like, I'm trying to help.
Our mom really, like, she usually knocks it out pretty good with gifts, but like this year I felt like particularly seen in her.
I felt seen. I and always,
like, granted, I did ask for like a fair number of things on said list, or she got me like things I had on a list that I sent her, but like she also got more.
I feel like she got me a few things that I was like, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
I feel like I tend to mostly ask for clothes for my mom because I do shop enough for myself. I'm not acting like I don't buy myself clothes, but I feel like I tend to hold off on like nicer clothes, especially like winter clothes. And I'm like, mom, you get it for me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And this set that I'm wearing is from her for Christmas. Do not ask me where it's from. See,
I
like that set.
I kind of was debating. I feel like the pants are too short, at least for my preference. So I was debating, like, giving them back. Maybe I'll size up in them. I don't know. But I do like it. I'm fine
with how it fits for me.
Anyways, I feel like the key, there's two, like, kind of big categories. One was, like, I wanted like sweatpants or flared pants this year. A lot of like loungy stuff because that's just generally what I wear more often. I'm wearing my new Lululemon Soft Stream sweatpants. And so I love these. I've got like, she got me a flared pair of Athleta pants, which are really cute. I got a pair of like flared leggings from Aerie from my dad. Like, I'm just like, I want more loungy.
I also got some flared leggings.
And different pant options besides like leggings. So really loved that stuff. The other big category,
coats,
which was like
huge for us, huge for the program,
kind of a need. And I had suggested like a camel coat was on my list, and she got me like love the camel coat she got me from Gap. That was like the nice one she got me. But then she also got me two. I was unboxing stuff.
You're like, another coat? Like,
what is going on? And so then she went, like, on this whole tangent after we opened gifts to be, like, Target has, like, really good deals for coats. They're, like, $30 for a all nice these coat. Different styles. So I also got, like, a kind of black neutrally one. There's, like, a few different colors on there. And then she also got me, like, a more of, like, a trench coat style. And I wasn't sure about it when I first saw it, but then I tried it on. I was kind of like, okay, I'm kind of feeling this, too. So, like, now I have, like, three, like, nicer coats to wear besides my puffer coat, and like I've never had that before. So like I'd be showing up to like a wedding in the winter wearing a nice dress and then like the dumbest little jacket because it doesn't really match my dress. Mm-hmm. And I also just feel like it'll help me elevate my style a little bit. Like it was yesterday, like I also got like a matching kind of knit set from Gap, which was like olive green, and then I put my little Gap camel coat on,
and now it's
and now it's like an elevated look. And so I'm excited to just like mess around with that a little bit more, have some more fun with fashion. And it's one of those things where it's like, I never felt inclined to buy myself a coat or coats like that. So now that I have said coats, it'll be good.
I also got a few coats, which was much needed. She got me some great sweaters that I'm excited to wear. I got some UGG minis. So I'm on the UGG train officially since, for the first time since like 2014 or something, whenever I stopped wearing UGGs in high school. Got lots of Starbucks and Barnes & Noble gift cards.
Oh my god. I was loading them up last night on my app and I was like, this is actually unreal.
Yes. Vegas got quite a few presents.
Gift cards too.
Vegas was very pleased with his Christmas. I don't know what
one toy in particular
was like running through the air because Haley got him a present. My mom got him a present, and then I got him a present. And we all got him toy birds.
I mean,
but like, he's never had toy birds before.
I guess.
So Haley got him a chicken. I got him a, it's like a pigeon, like, type thing. I'm not really sure what type of bird it is. And then my mom got him a duck. I think my bird's the chicken, in last place.
Yeah. He loves the chicken that Haley got him. He, like, goes and picks it out amongst the rest of the toys.
So he's loving those. Haley also got him like a hot chocolate, like chewy toy that he literally destroyed within like 20 minutes. So that is no longer, but he had a good Christmas.
I think that, I mean, then we went Christmas to our grandma's, and I brought a game with that Sierra and I bought like last week. It's called Caught a Vibe. It's by like the same company that does What Do You Meme? And I really like the premise of it. We just like didn't make a good time to try it out with our family that was at our grandma's.
I saw a TikTok that I should have sent to you, honestly, because it was like some...
No, I already...
Guy with the games.
Maybe it wasn't that. I saw something where it was like when you're trying to like explain like a high...
Oh, is that like the level wingspan one?
Yeah.
No, I saw that. That's not what I'm talking about. It was like this guy that has like this whole box of like four boxes of games. He's like bringing games to like every family function, like not opening a single one. We'll try again next time.
I'm always hopeful. Like whether I am a game person and it doesn't have like I'm the wingspan out of family get together. Like I think that'd be too much.
We've never played.
But it seemed intense. Like I was looking at just the few clips they were showing. And I was like, this is too much. Simple games that are easy to understand. I just think if you have like family that's like, you know, you get along with your family fine, but it's hard to get everyone involved in a get together or a conversation. Mm-hmm. I think
you know,
that games are fun ways to do that.
Some people just
want to
talk and they don't want a game.
Mm-hmm. Well, so maybe soon we can try it out, hopefully, because it seems like a fun one. I feel like you and I would like, I don't know, I'd be curious to see just like, we were going to test it out, just the two of us to see if we were vibing with each other. But we have not yet, so.
Maybe sometime soon. And that is our holiday catch-up.
We have to do our book catch-up now. And then we haven't even jumped into the episode.
I know. I don't have much to catch you guys up on, except for I am currently reading book 48, or 49 of 50. And it's by
Charlie Donnelly. And you're like double-teaming books right now.
I mean, kind of. I'm like 12 pages into When in Rome, and I haven't read it since. Like, I feel like I'm going to finish the book that I'm currently reading. In theory, I am currently reading two books.
See, I feel like what you need to do is, I mean,
it's called Don't Believe It by Charlie Donnelly.
But I feel like what you need to do is like read the physical book like before bed when like you have the opportunity to.
Starting downstairs.
Well, never mind. And then just like your book and Kindle elsewhere when you're not close to
your book. It's a good idea. But I intend, like, I have on my schedule that I'm going to finish it tomorrow, hopefully.
I'm pretty sure I already said I was reading A Court of Wings and Ruin, and this is the big chunky one. I mean, it's the second to largest. But it's 700 pages. I am officially 50% of the way through as of last night, and I'm hoping to finish it soon, but like it's a big book. I do think this one is becoming my favorite for the ACOTAR series so far. The reason being, I feel like some people really like build up intention. I mean, for the first book, I do agree with like you enjoy it while you're reading it, but like if you know anything about like what's coming, you're kind of just like waiting for, or at least I was like waiting for the next thing because I knew that that's not where things were going to end up. So I just felt like I spent that entire book being like confused. And then the second book was a lot of like build up and you're still not understanding like why Reese is the way he is. So you're trying to figure him out, which is entertaining and all, but like it just takes still a long portion of the book. So now we're in this book, you understand like the characters are where they're supposed to be, you have a good background, like there's not really new characters being introduced, you know the different characters and their personalities. So I just feel like I am vibing with this book more because I know where we're at and I know who these people are, and now I'm just like reading it for like where are we going with like the war that they're in. So I'm leaning towards maybe a 4.5 for this one, which is good.
I don't think I have any other book updates for you guys.
I was gonna maybe, I feel like next I want to reread Book Lovers just for fun. So we'll see. That was kind of tentatively out of the blue, but felt right. Feels right.
Well, good.
Okay. We shall jump into what we're manifesting for 2024. How'd you go about this?
I don't have a lot. I think this is how I went to the goals for like 2023. But we can also talk about stuff too, and you'll probably have stuff that I can elaborate on. So one thing that I have was finish the basement. Because we've lived in the house for a year and a half.
This year. I feel like every time I start thinking of like how much this is like in theory going to cost, Granted, yeah. Like, we could try and, like, set a budget and really try and, like, stick
or,
with
like,
that.
Or, like, even do, like, try and get this done this month. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like, let's paint the walls
yeah.
in January.
Let's find a couch or furniture.
Or, like, let's even, like, plan in January.
Yeah.
Paint in February. That'd buy furniture manageable. In March. Like,
because I remember one of my months this year, the vibe was supposed to be, like, the basement.
The basement and vibe.
Didn't do anything
with that. And, like, we have a nice basement that we just don't use.
So. Yeah. That'd be good. I kind of feel like, since we're, like, calling this and using the word manifesting, I was kind of like, do you feel like the use of the word, I know we use it pretty loosely, like, we're not doing all of the manifestation
things. I'm not,
things
like, counting, like, three things out.
Says you should do if you're manifesting.
Right.
But do you feel like people, especially, like, let's talk about people who, like, are really, like, they would consider themselves, like, manifestors and kind of, like, they do the things you're supposed to do. Do you feel like they're delusional? Do you feel like they're just intentional? Or do you feel like they are, like, unnecessarily justifying things that they do because they feel like it's all going to work itself out?
I feel like the ones who, like, are super, super intense with it are, like, low-key delusional. Mostly because, here's the thing, I'm not saying, like, there's some
people.
I've
heard some crazy stories of people who, like, justify what their actions with
their someone, like, flying to Hawaii yes. without the money.
Yes, and then specifically that one.
Saying, well, I know that I'm going to and have the money to pay for it.
And then they found money in, like, a hotel nightstand or something. I don't know what it was.
Like, good for you, I guess.
I'm happy it worked out for you. I could only dream of that.
No, I feel like I mostly consider it. I use it, like, as a fun term of, like, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm. I kind of, like, I wrote that down as just, like, a talking point because I was just searching, like, on Pinterest for, like, I see if I would get any, like, ideas of things on
and
there
like,
to
here's
talk about.
What you need to do.
And a lot
to
of it
manifest.
Has, like, there was different, like, kind of just, like, quotes and sayings related to manifestation. And one specifically said, the money I spend will always be replaced by more.
Oh, I like that one.
And I was kind of like,
sure.
We have to, like, I mean, maybe, but also,
maybe.
Like, maybe not, depending on how much you're spending. Anyway, so that's when I was kind of like, this, it certainly delves into, like, a weird category a little bit with people who are probably, like, a little too, like, I don't know. Maybe it always works out for them, but I'd have to imagine that, like, it doesn't always work out. I feel like I have four, like, some are, like, more tangential and we can, like, elaborate, but I have four things I'm manifesting for 2024.
Okay.
So some are big, some are, like, so simple, and then some are more, like,
broad.
Do we want to start with the, like, simple, I'm just manifesting this?
Yeah, and, do simple, because I have a simple one, too.
I am manifesting that I will squat 135 pounds at least once this upcoming year.
Oh, you can do that, probably, like, right now.
The thing is, though, like, I've never done it.
You've never squatted 135 pounds?
I don't think so. 45 pounds on each side?
You could go to the gym next week and do that.
I just am saying, like, I kind of need to just, like, be more intentional with it.
You know what
Because I, like, I want to be able to say that I can do it.
This can be me adding on to that. I am manifesting implementing progressive overloading in 2024.
I always imagine and intend to do that.
But it's just, you know what I think the issue is? Because I always see, and I know about progressive overload. Like,
I know the way you're supposed to do it, too. I just, like don't.
Oh, like, if you can do 8 to 10 reps, bump up the weight until you can only do, like...
Or you're supposed to do it to 12. If you can do that, then go up the weight, then get 8 reps in, work your way up to 12.
Like, going. I do truly just need to start doing that. It's just that I get, like, in
or
my
like
head
as
of, like,
many
oh,
reps
like,
as possible. Like, people say you're supposed to do that, too.
So I do need to probably do that because I've been... Not that, like, I don't have any major changes
Sometimes
that I need
three by
to
10,
do.
I'm just like, that is hard. Like, yeah. Could I probably do more?
Yes. So you and I both can work on that. I think I get partly stuck in my head of just like, oh, like 3 sets of 10, call it a day, move on. And like, I don't have any big major changes I want to make.
I was kind of thinking like, but I like, don't have any, at least like not this year, not right now. Like I don't have any like dying urges for like my fitness, the fitness part of my life.
Like maybe that is like, we don't have any major aesthetic goals or changes. So, like maybe our goal is just like, to now try and get stronger.
Eventually, like, try and do not more this weight. Year. I have no calling for me to do this year, but, like, eventually I will probably have, like, one of those, like, midlife running crises where, like, I decide I need to do, like,
a half marathon.
that isn't, I'm not feeling that right now.
She's not manifesting that for 2024. I feel like at some point I would like to run a half marathon. I think half marathon is doable for like anyone.
Yeah.
A full marathon, I don't know.
Low-key, like some doctors say like you shouldn't do a marathon, but obviously lots of people do them. So that was my like fitness.
That's a good one. I didn't have anything like fitness related.
My
we can other... do that. That's like our switching gyms energy. Like mm-hmm. that's our new era. We switch gyms. We start progressively overloading. We get stronger. You'll squat 135 pounds in like the first 2 weeks of the year.
Hopefully. The next like simple thing I had was like, and you mentioned this earlier, but like my nail biting needs to stop. It has been
like 24 years too long.
Probably most of this year has not been good. So I need to get back on it. And like, it just takes like the mental click to like say like, stop. And if you catch yourself, you have to stop again. And it's just been hard. But
it really is. And the none first, of like the like 2 weeks.
Gimmicky stuff, like
the gross nail polish.
Yeah. So I just need to like get past like the initial part. But I just, like, haven't been able to, like, get past that yet. So, we're putting it out there into the universe.
It's just, like, think about all the people that, like, there's not a ton of people. But, like, there are people that are, like, oh, do you bite your nails? And you're, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing to talk
Make
about.
Make it so they can't ask you about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Something I had related to what I'm manifesting for 2024 is that I want to learn how to style my hair in different ways and feel, like, confident and cute rocking those styles. Like, I feel like there are so many people who,
that's a good one,
like if it's like slick back, half a puff down, like, you know, curled, like straightened, updo, like whatever. I want to learn those styles and like learn how to do it in a way that works for me and that's mm-hmm. attainable. But I also like want to be able to do it and be like, oh, like I look good like this, and like I want it to be like a confidence boost. I want it to give me more options for ways that I can wear my hair.
So if you're not feeling it one way, you have other options.
Because mm-hmm. I feel like it's one thing to learn how to do that. But then I'm like, does this even look good?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a hard thing to like overcome. I feel like part of it,
you're not used to.
Yes. Like you're going to be like my sounding board, I feel like, of does this just A, actually not look good? Or is it like just different and like we're not used to seeing me like this?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a goal of mine.
That's a good one. Do you have any other simple ones?
No.
Okay. How about we end with whatever we're talking about for dating, assuming you have stuff on there related to dating.
I technically don't. I'm sure I can just go off, but I have like a broad one.
I can go off.
I can go off.
Okay. My last one I had before, because we were kind of just talking about it, but I want to be more, I was going to, like, this kind of fits into like a work-life balance situation, but I actually feel like I have pretty good work-life balance, so I don't need to like manifest that into this upcoming year. So I worded this as like being better and more strategic with my PTO, especially like just like planning ahead and having like a lay of the land for what my year ahead is going to look like. Because obviously this was our first year where we like had our full-time jobs. And for a certain amount of time, like I didn't have any PTO I could really use and all of that. And so I feel like there was a lot of times this year where it was like,
oh, like I'm getting my PTO, like the way they said that. Was weird,
huh?
I swear you were like holidays.
Oh, I didn't think so. If so, hey, holidays. But like I found myself, granted there were things last year that like I knew I had to like bank my PTO for because I had things going on, and this upcoming year seems a little bit less like I don't have as many things where I'm like, oh, I need to make sure I have PTO for that.
Like, we don't have any weddings or anything,
and
do we?
So no, not right now, which I imagine a little late notice if we're at this point. Like I just noticed last year around like the 4th of July or like Thanksgiving or like Christmas, it's like other people, if within reason, like will use their PTO around there so like they can kind of like maximize and enjoy time with family. And I just didn't do that for any of my holidays this year besides like actually having the holiday off. And I still technically worked Thanksgiving morning. Anyways, all that being said, like I would be at family gatherings and kind of like be jealous of family who like didn't have to go work the next day
because, and granted, they took PTO. They don't work in healthcare also. Sometimes. Like some of them don't have work the next day.
But I just was like, okay, planning ahead, I can totally make in theory, like, I could take Black Friday off and, like, have a nice extended weekend. Like, just, like, little things like that where I know if I plan ahead and it works out, I'll be grateful to have the time off mm-hmm. because it's
and
nice.
Megan and I are not the type of people to be like, oh, like, I'm not going to take any PTO.
Oh, no. I'm taking all that PTO. So, other than our trip we have in March,
like we really shouldn't have anything major. Our
PTO is kind of up to us to use how we see fit. So, I'm going to sprinkle in a little bit for the holidays or plan on leaving some of it for that. Maybe try and plan on, like, you know, like, I should have, you know, ample, like, I don't know what you would define as ample, but, like, short, like, weekend trips away or if wanting to take a day off here. Like, obviously, I need to, like, my PTO is also, like, my sick days in theory. So, I can't be going, like,
crazy.
Absolutely crazy. I should be, like, a little conservative. Like, you don't get sick
that much.
Right. So, you know, we'll see. I love doing little weekend trips. So, like, last year we made it work with, like, just doing, like, literal weekend trips to Houston and Las Vegas. You know, maybe we could not have that intense of a weekend trip. And
or it's, like, interesting now. We have Vegas. Not that we can board him or have someone, like, watch him. But we're, like, toying with, like, what can we do with probably driving distance.
Yeah.
For, like, a weekend trip that we could bring him with. We've got some ideas turning.
Yeah, we do. So, that was my other, one of my other ones.
Okay. My, like, big kind of abstract one is find a community.
Okay.
And this is meant to be broad because I don't entirely know, like, what that means. I'm trying to, like, I wrote other stuff down, so I'm, like, trying to figure out what else I want to share. So, like, in the past, we've talked about, like, oh, like, I want to, like, find friends, like, you know, mm-hmm. in Des Moines, and, like, that is partly, like, what that means. But, like, I just want to feel like there is a group of people that, like, I know, they know me, they're not family, and, like, we are regularly in contact or, like, communicating. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see it as being, like, a book club. Am I going to start a book club or am I going to join one? Like, I had a goal of doing that this year.
And then we got Vegas and now it's kind of, like,
never got around to it.
Don't know if it'd be feasible to host.
Yeah. But I'm also, like, trying to be, like, people with dogs, like, have
I know
lives. So, yeah. Trying to figure out in 2024.
I meant, like, hosting, though.
I know. People have dogs and, like, host things.
I know. But would he be a good boy?
He can learn.
I think about the book club in theory often enough.
I would love to figure out, like, again, I just don't, I don't have that community right now. So I don't know who I would invite besides family.
Maybe you could find, like, you could start a page, Des Moines Girls Who Read.
Oh my God. I could, like, this would be, like, weird, but, like, I could reach out to them and be like, is there, like, any interest in starting a book club? And, like, you could, like, either spread the word or I don't know.
That's an idea. There's a page, like, called Des Moines Girls that posts stuff, the happenings
for the Des Moines Girl.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other ones?
No.
Okay. This is where I just said dating. Let's talk about it. First of all, because New Year's is coming up, I heard this for the first time within the past week and I'd never heard of this before. Have you heard of eating 12 grapes under a table at midnight on New Year's Eve?
I have heard about eating grapes. I haven't heard of a specific number, but, like, it's to get, like, into a relationship in the New Year.
I'd never heard of that before.
So I've seen, like, TikToks of people eating.
First, I just wanted to, like, see if you had been aware of
that.
I've
only seen people being, like, me eating grapes on New Year's, like, under the table, like, last year, and then it shows them with their boyfriend this year.
Okay.
That's, like, what I've seen.
That's... I saw that, and then, like, Tara Michelle also, like, mentioned it in a vlog, how she, like, did that last year.
Well, she's single, so.
Yeah, she mentioned it because she's like, I even did.
I even ate that. 12 grapes under a table.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that, but Sierra and I are toying with, like, because usually we're always homebodies for New Year's. Like, we just never go and do anything. We're toying with, like, doing something. What that is, I do not know.
Yeah.
So I won't elaborate.
So I'll be silent on the topic for now.
So speaking of, like, Tara Michelle, because that was when I wrote this down, she had said, like, and not just her, but, like, some people have goals of, like, I want to go on a date at least, like, blank per whatever time period. And I don't feel like making a goal like this because, like, as we know, like, I try making just, like, the what seems like the bare minimum dating goals. And you're like,
surely.
And, like, in my mind, I'm like, surely this has to, like, be manageable.
You went last on two year, dates this year. Or, like, two different people dates.
Yeah, two different people. Three total dates. That was, I think, did I set a number goal last year? Anyways, more dates than I'd been on in a long ever. Time. So I'm happy with that, but I just was kind of like, should I, like, do I try to have a goal of, like, going on a date, like, once a month? That seems like, right now, like, that's four times as many dates as I've gone on this entire year. So it seems like not very manageable, but I just wonder if I need, like, to challenge myself a little bit more. And then this was also, like, me thinking of just, like, the people that say, like, they go on, like, three or four dates a week.
And, like, treat it like a job.
A date once a week.
Some people are, like, I literally treat it like a job. And I think I
want to know. Here's the thing. I want to know who are they, like, I want to see the profiles. Like, if they're, like, if it's a dating app that they're using, show me the people you're matching with and, show like, allowing me the money. To go on dates with. Do you have a good pool or are you, like, really, really open?
Megan's not willing to be that open.
I'm just curious.
I went on one date this year. And that was all the way back in, like, March or something. Mm-hmm. So, I will also...
You're a working
mother. Yes. A single mom who works two jobs. Literally, I do have two jobs. I'm not going to set a goal either. I also, like, think it's weird. Like, I'm not going to set a goal of, like, I hope I get a boyfriend next year.
Yeah.
Because, like, what kind of goal is that? Like, I'm not going to... I don't think your relationship status is something that needs to be a literal goal. I think it's something you can work on, mm-hmm. you know, trying to put yourself out there, going on dates, and then just, like, seeing what happens.
So, this month, because you guys know Sierra and I, our primary means of, like, if we're trying to find some potential pools of people, like, we're on Hinge. But at the beginning or end of November, we were just like, we have had enough. And it's funny because then, like, shortly after, Sierra was saying, like, she was maybe just gonna, like, pause her profile for a bit and kind of, like, hunker down for the holidays.
For December, we're hunkering down.
And
at least I did.
I have also done that. I've unpaused twice for, like, 5 minutes before I'm like,
no, I've made it. I've made it this far. I'm like, I gotta commit to the bit.
So all that being said, it was, like, shortly after Sierra had brought that up, there's a TikTok that, like, comes across her For You page.
It was some random, like, guy, like, dating coach.
Guy, whatever. And he was like, now is not the time to be on dating apps. You need to be getting off the dating apps because it's the holiday season and your man is too busy focusing on his friends and family to be on the dating apps. No one has time for this right
and
now.
And I'm like, true, as if I'm like, could not also, like, literally be on a dating app.
But I was like, he's true. Like, but come January, all these guys, like, after the holiday season, after around their families, after they see friends and family with, like, relationships, and come the new year, like, the new and they're year. Wanting to, like, you know, enter the dating world, like, that's when they're all on. So he's like, the first two weeks of the year, that's when you need to be on. So I'll probably come New Year's Day, maybe New Year's Eve, who knows. Like,
no, New Year's Eve is when you are, if we're out and about, that's when you try your hand at real life.
Also, this has gone nowhere for me, but, like, in my mind, I've been like, with this time of, like, being not on a dating app, I've been trying to, like, at the very least, like, scope out in my surroundings, like, and I don't know if I would ever do this because, like, this would actually terrify me too much probably to do this. But, like, in some way, shape, or form, and maybe I've talked about this on the podcast before, I feel like I know who I'm attracted to versus, like, if someone were to come up to me and I don't find them attractive, like, there's nothing I can do about that except for, like, gently and as kindly as possible, like, turn them down. So, like, I feel like it would do me better to be the one to go approach, but I just don't know if I could do that. But I've at least been, like, scoping people out in my surroundings to be like, would there be anyone? But, like, I would, again, the next step, I don't know.
Have not been scoping per se. I do think this would be, like, a huge, like, this would be, like, a good goal. I'm not saying I'm setting this goal for myself, but, like, an actual, like, good goal of, like, putting yourself out there. I'd be like, I need to, like, approach, you know, one person a month. Like, or whatever your goal would want to be, That way it's not like a goal about any success rate. It's just like you physically doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like you need to set your, like, any dating, relationship, just friendship, like, goals. Don't set, like, I want to be in an ex-relationship. You have to set a goal of, like, what can you physically do that you can accomplish, yeah, no matter what the outcome is.
That's pretty good.
Again, I also, like, I act like I can't do this or, like, I wouldn't do it. I probably wouldn't.
But could.
I'm saying, like, if I'm out and about, how many times have you actually seen a guy that you're like Blaze, that one guy that we saw? That's like the only guy I've seen that I'm like, him.
In like the running guy in 6 months. Our apartment.
You know, so it doesn't happen that often that I'm like, know. I see someone in the wild.
That you're like, you'd that I'd be like, worth approaching. Them. Yeah.
And I'm not going to come up with like, I'm not going to cold open with, like, someone in a Blaze. Shtick.
I need to come up with a shtick that's like very, very like non-confrontational, just to like get my foot in the door talking to someone, but like just to like feel the vibes out of, like, not even from like a relationship perspective, but like, are they open to
they
communicating
always,
to
they,
me right now?
I don't know who they is. The royal they always, I feel like people always say, like, compliment something that they're wearing or like reading or like something that's clearly like an interest, mm-hmm, of theirs or like something they thought of that relates to them. Because if you like talk about like the weather, no one is invested in the weather. If you like their shoes or if they're like, I don't know, reading something, that would be a dream.
I just thought of a TikTok. This is not related to dating, but it made me laugh because, like, it was this guy who was saying, like, he was trying to be more intentional with, like, just, like, doing small talk with people and, like, having more connection because he's, like, you know, day to day, just, like, that's how you connect with people. And so he was saying he was, like, in the elevator and, like, someone had, like, walked in. It was, like, a guy and you could, like, smell his cologne pretty well and the guy liked his cologne. So he's like, so I spent like my entire like ride down the elevator like working up the courage to like ask him what cologne
that?
He was using. Just made me laugh when I thought about it.
It's so funny because like we all do this, not everyone, because some people are truly just like extroverted to the max, mm-hmm, and like say the first thing that comes
like
to their
the overthinking
thought. But there are a lot of overthinkers out there, you and I probably included, of
where it takes
just
like
what so do much. I say, or like you have like an interaction, you're like, that was a good little small talk moment there. Good job.
Yeah. I don't know if I had anything else to add to my dating tangent, but it's always there. It's always present.
It will likely,
I feel
be
like
present.
It's not going to get me anywhere to like not worry about it at this point. Some people, like, that's their motto is like, don't worry about it. It'll happen when it happens. But I know all of the prolonged single people out there will understand that, like, that is what in theory we've all been doing. So I'm switching sides now to the people who like really put a lot of effort into their dating and kind of like make it like it requires effort. And so I'm on that side. I agree with that. It just is like, how much effort do I put in?
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, the more effort, the more potential reward. At the end of the day, the outcome could be the same. I could put zero effort in and end up single at the end of next year. I could be busting my booty next year and I could still be single. But
only one guarantees it.
Right.
What else besides dating? What else are we manifesting? I want to read 50 books next year. I don't think I'm going to, my goal. I'm like, I'm going to hit 50 probably
45.
Spot on.
I'll probably just up it to 50, even though I read like 58 books so far this year. But I don't want to overdo it too much, especially like if I end up having like longer books that I'm reading. I don't want to like... Have you seen the Goodreads Wrapped that people are doing?
Yeah, but then I got confused with how they were copying the link.
I was trying to look up how to do it. And I could not figure... I didn't spend that much time looking into it. But
there's a certain link you have to copy and I couldn't figure it out. And then I also gave up. I didn't look into it that long. Because then I was like, well, Goodreads has their own, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like your year in books. I think it's already on there.
I'll look at it later.
But.
Well, last minute vibes. Any last minute thoughts?
I had a good year this year. Overall,
I would say I did too. Can't be upset. It was a good one.
And I'm surrounded by great friends, great family. I have a good job, good hobbies, and I'm just pleased overall.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
Got a new dog. Oh, we didn't our 2023 stuff.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be maybe a rapid fire.
Okay. Which means I also, like, need to make, because I've made goals every year since 2017, I need to, like, actually probably do that for.
Oh, one of my general goals was to hit 1 million downloads on our podcast. We did that.
Okay. I had social ideas. Book club. I did not do that. I said become a regular at a fitness like gym class. I didn't do that. I didn't go to a single actual gym class at a gym. And I'm not going to now because we're going to switch gyms probably. But I think that was also like related to like me wanting to
find community.
Find community. I also like I probably won't move that into next year mm-hmm. because I'm not just like I'm not a fitness class like gym class person. Social media, I said TC2 plans. As of right now, TC2 is
indefinitely on hold.
Yes. And that's fine. I just wanted to like know what was going on. Podcast. I said Instagram/content creation. So I don't know if that was me saying.
I feel like that was what we were talking about, like having someone else run stuff, which we did.
You know, we tried it. And it was a good effort.
You don't try.
So I would say that was a success. We tried it. Health, fitness, and wellness. My goal was to work out 4 times a week. I would say I've fallen off since getting Vegas, mostly because Megan and I have to alternate mornings typically when we work out. And I've kind of fallen off on how often I work out over the weekend. So, but you know what? Fitness is it's a lifelong journey.
I'm not going to do every month because like some of them are so broad that like I'm not going to really be able to elaborate on. April was like hobby exploration month. I don't recall exploring any hobbies this year. Except
what do you
maybe,
do
like
besides
the diamond.
Read, you know?
Nothing. My hobbies include like podcasting, I guess, because like we do this for fun for like to a certain extent. YouTube. I always feel weird like when people ask me my hobbies, like it's not like I'm not doing anything with my time. My extra time is filled with reading, podcasting, video stuff, and Sumi occasionally I like to watch TV. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Trivia sometimes. That's not my hobby though.
I said water. I am slacking on that. I suck at drinking water. So I need to get back on that. Find more healthy meal ideas. We have consistency. Been,
yeah.
We don't have variety.
I am getting tired of sitting like this. So
your back is hurting?
Yeah. We need to wrap it up.
Okay. Home. I said guest room, basement, bathroom. Guest room, bathroom, done. Basement.
Came in clutch at the end of the year here.
Basement.
Need to work on.
Working on next year. I wrote dog.
There you go.
Got a dog.
October. I had finance/future endeavors. My only goal for that month, I know, was to like open up a travel credit card, and I did not do that this year. Maybe next year. The idea of like opening up a credit card seems like such a barrier to me.
I have no idea what half this stuff means, but I wrote like for February. One thing says water, nails, reading. What does that mean? That's the vibe for February. Host book club. Did not. Go on one date from the wild. How would I control that?
Because you could have approached from the wild.
And then I had a thing. This was my goal. 1 to 2 times a week. The goal was to go up to a random person, cute guy or whoever, and talk to them with like the goal of like being like building up your repertoire of getting better at like approaching people so it becomes less scary. I can't say like I've made small talk with people, but not like for the purpose of going up to someone that I can recall. So,
well, there's always next year.
Yep.
Keep living. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. We will talk to you guys in the new year, I guess. This is the last episode of 2023.
Have a good one. Be safe. Make smart choices.
And see you on
the other side.
January.
See you on the other side.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.